We've got a call from Beverly in Graham regarding high blood pressure. Hello, Beverly.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. Appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Sure.
You've probably been asked this question many times, but do you know of a natural remedy for high blood pressure? Because my doctor, he wants to put me on a drug for it, and I don't want to go on a drug.
Yes. So, and one of the things I always talk to my patients about is what is causing the high blood pressure. And when you think about high blood pressure is actually a symptom of something else. And you know, it can go up and down according to your stress levels or your, you know, you could be a little bit dehydrated. You may have an electrolyte imbalance, which, you know, one of the things that happens is if your sodium-potassium ratio is too high, then you're much more likely to hold on to extracellular fluid within the body. And, of course, the heart has to pump harder to get the blood through that congestion. So at Tahoma Clinic, what we try to do is figure out, okay, what's really behind the high blood pressure? And if we can treat that, then it's really treating the underlying cause. So sometimes it's from plaque buildup in the arteries, you know, or and it could be defects in the heart valves themselves, which create back pressure. But often it's a imbalance in the potassium and sodium. The potassium is easily supplemented, and normally by increasing your vegetable intake, you're automatically increasing your potassium level.
Uh-huh.
Now,
well, I have to confess that I was eating too much salt because I was buying and eating a lot of chips. And so I know for one thing I was eating a lot too much salt. And so if I could maybe just lay off that and start taking more potassium, that might help. Maybe eat more bananas or something.
That's right. Yeah, more bananas. And if you were to start juicing too, juicing is an amazing source of potassium. And I always recommend my patients eat organically, which typically organic food will have much more mineral content and, higher
organic
potassium
has
levels.
More mineral content?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that. Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. In fact, if you'd like to go to our website, tahomaclinic.com, I did a little talk about this. It's pretty amazing when you know the some of the facts behind minerals. But I did
really?
A little talk called Magic
that would
Minerals.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So I would encourage you to do that.
Well, maybe just doing that, laying off the salt because I was eating too much and taking more potassium. That, who knows, that might do it. And I do exercise. Yeah. I do that all the time, every day I exercise. So.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate your call, Beverly. I need to go to a break right now. So thanks so much for your call and have a great weekend.
Well, I sure do appreciate your time and your advice, Dr. Sherman. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.